less than that.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's October 28th regular city council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation. Asking for God's blessing upon this meeting and wisdom for the council as we make our decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get into much of tonight's meeting, I'd like to present to you the city's IT director, Abner Garza. And Abner, you have a quick presentation for the council.
Yep, I just want to show you the new congestion system. So I'll start with a little presentation. Sorry about that.
Tonight, yeah.
Later tonight, I'll invite all of council to come up with me to the MDF or the server room upstairs to see some of the new equipment we've installed, and also to see some of the upgrades we need for next year.
Great. Thank you, Abner.
You're welcome.
From the far reaches of the galaxy. We'll move to Ida. Thank you again, Abner. That was great.
Wow, so much clearer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that you can actually read it now. Mm-hmm. And it isn't your glasses or your eyes anymore. It's actually, it's really nice.
Actually read it without glasses.
Item 1.4 on our agenda is roll call, and we have Councilman Garza, Angel Garza is going to be absent. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And I understand we have a citizen here tonight who wants to address the council. Is that Martha? Council, does anyone want to address anything that she said?
Well, I believe that we could probably, for the winter alert for pet owners, we could probably include something on our utility billing, because I know we have a little space for some of that. Or if we send out an extra page with it, or and Facebook. Push, yeah.
I also would like to recommend that Martha maybe partner with the Adams County Pet Rescue. They share her concerns about animals, and They also have a facility where some of those, like, people can take their animals. Usually those are just for the animals at the shelter, but I know they've talked about doing additional things for having a dog park. So she might see if she could partner and pool ideas and maybe find other people who are like-minded. Do you want to get her contact information so that we can let her know about those resources? Previously, the city council had considered zoning changes to the city and had wondered what the fire department and the fire chief thought about some of the changes that were being proposed. And so tonight we have the fire chief, Gary Liebachen, with us. And I think Gary does want to express some opinions about those zone changes. Is that correct, Gary?
Well, I'd like to answer any question that
sure.
I could. I'm council. I do have concerns on the our industrial corridor and the area on the northwest corner of town, that being all the way from Molten Star out to Simplot and Kings, Lineage, and SBZ, that area, and the lack of a buffer zone to protect our citizens and the development of that zone. I know there's talk of a memory clinic, and that was kind of what drove my interest in the area. The memory clinic would be within 600 feet of Broadway, and I do feel that's a little bit tight for a clinic or a facility that has patients that are incapable of self-preservation. We, although they may shelter in place if the opportunity not to evacuate is there, but creating a buffer zone just makes sense to me, and I don't have all the answers tonight of what would go in that buffer zone, how big it would be, but I think it's a conversation that needs to happen. The school looked at putting a school on this property on Broadway, and thankfully they found an alternative for that. The high density population down there is difficult to deal with as well in the event of an emergency. So please consider a buffer for the development of that.
Council, do you have any questions for Gary?
So the memory care clinic was to go in, they were to build one down there. Wouldn't you have to make it some type of approval for that to go in?
I would hope that that would be some type of approval from the fire department, police department, our emergency service, which has. But if we could get ahead of the proposal and make them know that, or make them aware that we wouldn't allow it in this particular zone, they move out to other properties, which all has other properties that this would be better suited in, medical zoning, things like that.
I know a lot of different ideas have come up about that particular piece of property, Gary, and I mean, what is your opinion about, like, single family and or multifamily residences?
Multifamily being duplexes?
No, maybe apartments. Yeah.
Apartments don't tend to hold our community that is incapable of
right.
self-preservation. Single family
ambulatory people.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it the ammonia there that you're concerned about, or is there multiple?
There's multiple chemicals here in Othello that are a concern of ours. The plants have numerous items at them for various different reasons, mostly cleaning, I believe, now. But ammonia, triethyl, amine, we have that in the community. I believe there may be some chlorine in some of the wellhouses.
How far does Coventry currently sit?
Coventry's rough guess is 700 feet.
Any other questions, Council?
So if that was closer to A.J. Ochoa's office there, that'd be more than 700 feet, wouldn't it? If it was on that.
From Broadway? No.
Oh, from Broadway.
The corridor down there. It would be farther from one, closer to the other.
What kind of development would you like to see? Because if you're going to restrict...
Industry, commercial, mm-hmm. support our industry here in Othello with services, things like that. At some point, there does have to be, we do have to allow that single family and then mm-hmm. further in.
Okay. Any other questions, Council? Okay. Very good. Gary, thank you. We appreciate your input. We'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight. Or is there any other citizens? Sorry. Yes.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Is the city going to fix the heating in this building?
Yes. The city has ordered control units, and Apollo is in charge of our, shall we say, update to the system. And Apollo... the parts came from China, and with the trade embargo, we've had a significant delay in the parts coming from China to get here. And when we started, there was two, and we need 70. So we're now up to 20 have arrived, and once they get here, it'll take 2 weeks for them to install them all. I don't like the space heaters any more than you do. We do unplug them every night, and we don't leave them on during the weekends, and we not only turn them off, we unplug them from the wall.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So anytime they're on, it's when people are here. Now I'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is our consent agenda. And entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to our current business, which is first item 4.1 is a contract with Business Interiors. That is regarding a sharp copier with the police department. Chief took ill and wasn't able to make it tonight, so I'm pinch hitting for the chief. So I took it upon myself to call and ask the question that maybe you guys were asking, what in the world is a 48-49 contract? Is it 48 or is it 49? And what does that mean? And the explanation from Business Interiors is that 48 is the months of the lease. If we pay a 49th, which is the same price, 161 and change, then we own the copier. So police department needs a new copier, so I would entertain a motion to approve this contract between the Tahoe Police Department and Business Interiors for this $48.49 rental lease purchase of the Sharp copier.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And item 4.2 tonight is about tourism funding and the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee and their analysis and committee recommendations to the City Council about the appropriation of the money received. And Spencer, do you want to start?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. Tonight's a little bit of a preview of our upcoming budget season. Instead of having this discussion to discuss our tourism fund later on, for a few different reasons that we'll get into, I thought it was more appropriate to have this discussion tonight. Long story short, we have a tourism fund, and every year we receive about $45,000 into this fund, and these monies are a restricted pot of money. This money can only be used for organizations, tourism activities, things that promote tourism within the city, things that bring people from outside the city into the city. And we have a number of different community organizations that historically we've been giving this money to, and they use this money for their operations and their advertising, those kind of things. And we wanted to discuss that tonight. When we are looking at allocating these funds, the process starts with the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. And this committee is made up of five people, one council member, two people representing the organizations that spend the money, and then two people representing the organizations that pay that tax, the hotel industry. So we get together and we start allocating these dollars. Ultimately, this in the yellow column, right up here, I'm gonna point instead. I need new battery. This column, this is ultimately the recommendation for 2020. And then I wanted to come back. Oh, we got that one. So ultimately this column here is the recommendation for 2020 from the committee. And then over here we have a new organization over here, the Othello Holiday Committee. I think we've kind of talked a little bit about that at council. But this committee is, this organization came and requested some money for the 2019 year, along with some money for the 2020 year. And I highlighted this item in yellow because if council wants to move forward with that, I want to get the contract going so we can move forward with this year before the year's over. The rest of these items, we will approve during the regular budget process here when we approve the final budget in early December. Ultimately, there was a lot of thought process that went into allocating these monies. We're trying to be fair and trying to, there's a little less money this year to allocate than last year, or for 20 than 19. And so each one of the organizations has a little bit less than last year, and the idea was trying to keep something as fair as possible. We have Sharon here representing the chamber, one of the five LTAC members representing one of the organizations that uses the money. And did you want to come up and kind of share some of the process?
Hi, I'm Sharon Story. I'm with the Othello Chamber. Most of you I know, some of you I don't. So the other day, I had a pleasure to meet with Spencer and Gina, and we were going over the lodging tax that they had. And as Spencer explained, you know, there's less money this year. They were diligently trying to be very fair of how they divided it. My thought was, instead of cutting some groups out all the way, I was really for sharing what's there. If my group, you know, has to take less evenly across the board, because these groups, if you look at them, what's funny about it is it's quite a diverse group. And when you have the different groups, that are, you know, the demographics for bringing different groups in, I mean, and different people. I mean, it's actually a great mix. And it's a great mix. And then when you have the new groups, like the Holiday Committee, I think it's great. I think that we have a few of maybe some of the older ones that maybe they aren't as aggressive towards the funds. But it's also a good for growth to give these new groups a chance to grow. And I mean, not that I don't want my money, you know, but I think the way that it's split, I agree with it. I don't have a problem with it. I just think that when we have a couple of groups that come and they want to try something new, we need to help them with that opportunity as well. And I appreciate all that you do for the chamber. You guys have always been very supportive of the chamber. And we look forward to a very busy year and hopefully a bigger 4th of July. And I have some plans of things that I would like to see happen.
But until I talk to my board again. But anyhow, I'm in support of this way. And thank you.
And with that, we're now looking for an official yay nay from the council. But you know, if you want to give us some direction, do you think we're going in the right direction? Do you agree with this thought process? If so, then we'll move forward with this. For the one change for the 2019 budget for the fellow holiday committee, and then we'll work these numbers into the official budget that we'll work on later.
Is your estimated fund balance, is that in case of something or?
You know, yeah, that ending fund balance of $30,000, that's what will be left over at the end of 2020, about, depending on the revenues. And that, having that reserve is completely up to council. In the past, we've had an ending fund balance there, kind of an unofficial ending fund balance. We don't have an ordinance that gives a specific dollar. But we've used this as the dollar to just have some money off to the side in case something comes out.
We've used that pot before for one of the projects we used it for was the branding that we went through with the chamber. When there's new committees that have come up in the middle of the year, I think a couple years ago it was the Latino State Championship, and so that gives us a pool of money to pull from for some of those extras that come along. And I think $30,000 was just a council set. It wasn't like a official, but it was just kind of like, we'd like to see this much stay in there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately this year I think we've lost a hotel, so our revenues are kind of down, so there's not as much coming in. We had a new committee and we thought that this was an equitable way of distributing the money. It unfortunately, you know, we had to go kind of backwards a little bit. But we're hoping that, you know, here in the future, maybe we'll get another hotel and we'll start seeing those things build again. And we were able to keep the $30,000 in there and only spend about what is coming into the fund itself.
With that, it sounds like I'll move forward with working these numbers in.
Yes, Chair, I want to thank you for coming tonight.
No, I want to thank you guys for all you do for us.
I want to remind you, you're retired, remember?
Yes, I am.
That's right. Thank you.
I have not enough time to finish this.
Thank you, Sharon, for everything you're doing for the chamber and for the city. Okay, with that, we'll move to a public hearing. Item 4.3 is a public hearing on revenue sources. So I'll open that public hearing at 7 p.m. And we have a presentation from Spencer. And also there's, in the agenda memo, there's the revenue sources that he's gonna talk about.
Yes,
Every year, this is just a regular part of the budget process. We have a book discussion about the revenues and how we develop the revenue side of the budget. Ultimately, revenues are a guess. They're an educated guess, but when we're looking at money that we have to use for next year, it's a guess. We have a number of different sources that we go to make the best guess possible. We have a lot of great information from MRSC, the Municipal Research and Services Center. They take a look at changes at Olympia, at the state level, some of the state money, some of the taxes that we're going to receive. We get those monies from, those numbers, those projections from them. We get numbers from the assessor's office, property tax evaluations, and guesstimates for the new year. Anyway, we get a lot of good information from a lot of good sources. We trend the different revenues. Some revenues we can see there's an uptick in, some are a little bit down. And so when we're looking at how much money are we going to have to work with for the new year, we look at those different sources of information. I would say overall, the approach that I take and the mayor takes is a conservative approach. Just like with your home finances, you have X dollars to work with, when we have surprises, as we inevitably do, we don't want a surprise where we're going to be bringing in $200,000 less than what we can plan for, and then that means we've got to let some go, we've got the program that we have funding. The idea is to be as close to actual as possible for revenue projection, and then I stay on the conservative side. With that, these are the revenue projections for our main working funds. I don't have our reserve funds represented up here because they don't have revenue other than putting money away every year. But in our general fund, the largest source of revenue in our general fund are property taxes, or the taxes lines, $4.8 million. Of that piece, the largest source of revenue is property taxes. It's about $1.8 million of that figure. The second largest piece of that is sales tax, which is about $770,000. We receive sales taxes that we split between our general fund and street fund. So in our street fund, we have the 770, that's the sales tax portion of that. Our property tax evaluations are set by the county. I get those numbers every year from the assessor's office. I don't have those numbers yet. And so to get the best guess, to have a working number, I've looked at the past couple of years and see what's the trend been looking like. And we've been using that figure. I added about $40,000 from last year. Average, we grew up at about $40,000 in property tax revenues. I'll be getting that real number, the real estimate, from the county here later this week, maybe early next week. And I'll have that number for us when we're working through some of the budget, working some of the red zone items into the budget. So we can have the best numbers possible. So that's the street fund. In our street fund, we have intergovernmental. Here's about $1.8 million. The largest portion of that are two grants. We have a grant of for about $858,000 for the Safe Routes to School program, and one for about $750,000 for the Main Street Hawk. The flashing lights out there on the moon. Anyway, so a large portion of that is just grant, which is great. We try to get as much grant money as we can. In the water fund, we have $6 million here. That $6 million is almost all of that is for the well 10 and for the new $3.5 million water reservoir. We have all those different appropriations, state appropriations, $1.5 million there, $750,000 here. All those things together add up to that.
6 million figure there. The water, sewer, solid waste funds are utility funds. They're called enterprise funds. So these funds operate like a business, and we set rates that cover the expenses of that fund. We have our water rates are coming up to expire here at the end of this year. For each one of our utility funds, we have a 3-year rate, an ordinance that covers 3 years worth of rates. And our water fund, those 3 years end at the end of this year, so we'll be meeting with the Water Steward Committee here
perhaps later this week, if not then early the week after, to discuss the water fund, the operational needs of that fund, and balance those the rates between the operational needs of that fund and the
also being cognizant of the rates that the public is paying.
The last two items are the tourism fund. We covered that one, about $45,000 in revenue.
That's about what we receive in that fund every year.
And the very last item up here is the real estate excise tax fund. We receive about $45,000 a year in that fund. The REIT money, that's another restricted pot of money. State law lists
maybe about 12 or 14 different uses that are appropriate uses of that money.
And there are things like street, sidewalks, street lighting systems, parking rec facilities, fire facilities.
Pretty much if something falls in the realm of public works, more than likely that's a REIT appropriate expense. This year we have two items that we're funding out of REIT, the library roof and the library electrical operating. With that, these are the estimates for the year and estimates that we're going forward with building our budget with.
Thank you, Spencer. Council, do you have questions?
25 million.
So that tourism fund and the REIT fund are exactly the same?
It's pretty close. This year, the reason we didn't have as much money in tourism to allocate this year that we've had in the past, this year we're putting in about $38,000 instead of $45 million. But if I look over the past couple of years,
total resources.
And it's just, it's a fluke.
It was 18 when I started.
Yeah, but you're
pretty close.
That's exactly the same one.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Like about the grants. So if you take that out, it's close. It's...
I'm not going to
leave it in. Any questions, Council? Any more questions, I should say? Okay, with that, I'm going to open, thank you, Spencer. I'm going to open the public testimony portion. It's divided into three portions. Those who want to speak in favor of this revenue report, those who are neutral to it, or those who are in opposition. Is there anyone here who would like to speak tonight in support of these revenue projections? Is there anyone who objects to these revenue projections? And is there anyone here who wants to, or is neutral, and then, I'm sorry, is there anyone here that's neutral? Anyone here that wants to speak in opposition to these projections? All right, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony portion. And since this is just informational, Council, do you have any other questions? I think these were just required for our budget every year to have this public hearing. And hearing nothing further, I'll close the public hearing at 7:10 p.m. And with that, we'll move to item 4.4, which is our building code update. Community Development Director Ann Henning's here to give you some more information on that ordinance that we had considered. And you had asked Ann to bring this before the council. And?
So this is mostly what you saw last time. I'd like to use for information. I did correct the mismatch between the residential and commercial as far as 200 square feet versus 2,900 square feet. Fix that. I did add two new items, 14 to 15, on the agenda memo. So the planning commission at their meeting this month discussed building on unplatted property. And so they made some recommendations, and it's within the same chapter of the municipal code, so I added it in to consider it all at the same time. But I won't go over the first 13 unless anyone has a question about those. We talked about them last time. I'll just jump into 14 and 15. So currently the municipal code says that if a property is being remodeled such that it would increase the assessed value by 5%, then the property needs to be platted. If it's already platted but it's missing some improvements, the sidewalk still has to go through this process. It's only allowed one time over the lifetime of the building. And that seemed really restrictive. It seemed like it would discourage people to invest in even making minor upgrades to their property. One that came up recently, they were doing ADA upgrades to the bathrooms and moving a few walls. Now, I can't tell if I can increase it by 5%, that's the first problem, and second, 5% seems a little low. So what the planning commission recommended is that the threshold be 25%, and that the number be 25% if the cost of the work is more than 25% of the cost of the building to make it proportional. And then the other one is that there's also a provision that for a property that's a preliminary plat, they're only allowed to get building permits on 25% of the lots until the plat is finished. And since they can't get a certificate of occupancy on any of those lots, it doesn't seem like there's a reason to have that 25% threshold for the building permits. Sometimes we always, at this time of year, buildings are really eager to get the foundations in, the ground freezes. So that issue actually came up. So I brought that with my permission. My commission recommended to take out that 25% threshold on the rental house. Are there any questions?
Any comments, council, questions? Okay. Thank you, Ann. The staff in the committee consisted of building inspector, the code enforcement officer, and Adam County Fire Chief, and they all contributed to preparing these updates along with the Planning Commission. And so the recommendation is a motion to approve the ordinance amending ROMC 1404 building codes.
Make that motion.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ann.
Did you take us out of public hearing? You did? Okay.
Yeah, at 7:10. Item 4.5 is the Aspect Consulting contract change. Currently, just a little bit of informational. Aspect Consulting has been our water consultant and also hydrogeological and also our ASR project engineers. They have been literally self-sustaining on just about every project that they've ever done for us, meaning they pay for themselves. But there are issues that we've been getting into, and we've had a number of discussions, and Tim asked if I would present this, because this is for a $10,000 on-call, as needed or requested service contract. But this is for water right and water supply services on a requested basis to support the city's long-range water supply planning effort. The initial effort is to include assisting the city in developing the approach to alternative water supplies, including future use of surface water and or treated industrial reuse water. Additional service may include advising on current and expanded groundwater supplies and associated water rights. A lot of those issues are far more complex than your mayor understands, and we need consulting services with those. Water rights are extremely technical and heavily laden in law and senior rights and junior rights and a lot of things that I don't completely understand. And the fact that they also supply or provide services to industry, I really trust their advice and I trust what they present to the city of Othello. And so I want to present this contract change for Aspect Consulting Services not to exceed $10,000 to advise us in those areas.
So when you say change, is there already a current contract with them?
For ASR.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a new contract?
This would be a change, this would be a new consulting contract, not to exceed $10,000.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract change.
Second, thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now I'll move to item five, which is unfinished business. Council, do you have any unfinished business that we need to discuss tonight?
Question for Ann. I think Ann would know. So on the signs, I see a lot of these those flag signs or banner signs up. Are those all permitted? Would you know? Have people been coming in for those?
I haven't seen any place at all for those.
There's one place that's got eight of those signs. That would be $560.
Banner the flags signs. Of the banner, the ones that are the
wind.
Pole that are basically like a little long flag.
Eye catchers.
I just see a lot of them going up, and I know when we first kind of changed that, they kind of all went away, but now they're starting to come back again.
Mm-hmm. With a vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something we need to.
Are they covered?
Have code enforcement look at or something. Or, not that she
they are covered in the ordinance. Correct. Yeah. And yeah, I think they need to be looked at.
Columbia Bank.
Columbia Bank's one of them.
I figured. How much do I take my stuff down before?
Yeah, I know. Let's see. The bowling alley. Don't they have a couple? Oh, yeah. The Cimarron restaurant has eight of them. Okay.
Are they going in the cement?
Yeah.
They're putting them right in the sidewalk?
They're probably
I haven't looked at that. I just.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I had one person come up and say something to me, and my wife also said something. I thought those weren't allowed. I says, well, they're allowed, but they have to have a permit for them.
They're probably in sleeves in the asphalt in their parking. But I don't know.
I don't know. We'll investigate and give you a report back. Okay. Is there any other unfinished business tonight? Okay. Is there any new business to come before the council?
Temperature reading in the time of day.
CBHA's entrance will be paved within the next couple weeks.
I was just thinking about that this morning. Yeah. It's going to get done to Tuesday night.
Curbs and gutters are in, so.
Snowing and falling right now.
Yeah. My.
It's scheduled for a week from tomorrow. but sometimes it happens earlier, just depending on what the asphalt company schedule happens.
Is there any other new business? Okay, I have a couple of announcements. Tomorrow I'll be attending the annual Columbia Basin Development League meeting, which the city is a member. And I have attended that every year since I've been the mayor, and it's just important to represent the city. While at the IACC conference last week, they were awarded the city, I received an award, not myself, the City of Othello for the Drinking Water Award. They give out awards every year, and the city received that award in a little little statue-like thing that looks like a drop of water. And the city received that for the Well 3R project, which was very nice. Tomorrow you've received an invitation, excuse me, not tomorrow, Wednesday night, there's a political event for Senator Schessler at the Ironworks Cafe from 5:30 to 7:30. And if you have a moment, stop by or please attend. Also this Friday, I believe there is an open house from 4:30 to 7:30 for the police department here at City Hall. And I think that's all the announcements I have. Item seven is council will receive the 7.1 Planning Commission minutes and 7.2 department head reports. And with that, yes.
For Chief, how did the open house go?
Exceeded our expectations. Somewhere between 800 and 600 attendees. Huge.
Excellent.
What time is the open house for the police department?
4:30 to 7:30.
This Friday.
This Thursday.
Thursday.
You said Friday.
If I said Friday, I was wrong. It's Thursday. Is that,
so
is that right, Evelyn?
Huh? Halloween night then? It's Thursday night. It's Halloween night.
Hold on.
It's the 30th.
It's Wednesday.
So it's Wednesday night.
For the police department?
Oh, no, for this?
No, that's that, for the police department.
The police department, if it's on Thursday, that's Halloween.
It isn't Halloween.
So it must be Friday.
That is on 7th of November.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow, sorry. Hey, I just didn't want... I'll say it again next Monday, too, and then you'll really remember. Okay. Yep. Sorry. Jumped the gun. Any other business for the good of the order? Yes, that's right. Go ahead. Yep.
Next Monday, we have our council retreat, so we'll be meeting here for our regular council meeting at 6 o'clock, and dinner from 6 to 6:30, and we'll be discussing our budget. For that meeting, I'll prepare a schedule similar to the ones you've seen in the past, representing, I'll have an Excel worksheet that shows the amount of money that we have in each fund to work with, the red zone items of projects that department heads want to work in. We'll talk about all those and the department head priorities. Then we'll have time to talk about council priorities. They'll just be an informational
discussion. Okay. Thank you, Spencer. Having no further business to come before the council, is there a last chance, last call? Okay. I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:25 p.m.
Not real excited about running back.